Hey, my name's Frank Kitson. I'm a Pisces.
Is this mine or is it? I don't know. Did you get a water for yourself?
She said.
I did not get a water for myself. Oh. I was not thirsty.
Okay. Is it Careless Pete who worked with Georgie at
the company? Who cares? No, that's Willy Wonka's brother, Careless Pete. Who? I don't really know what accent that is.
So who worked like at the company with Georgie and the corner of Mahogany?
Well, here's the thing, right? So the guy that talks about JG, you work hard, JG, you work hard, is JG's co-worker.
He sounds like
Tim. We don't know who he is.
Oh, we don't know who he is. Yeah, he's just Georgie.
He's an unnamed narrator. Now, it might be
Georgie doesn't have a voice.
Right. Yeah. Might be a Fight Club situation. We don't know. I mean, it could.
You mean like a Mr. Robot situation? Yeah,
spoiler.
Not really.
Yeah, not really.
For who?
Everybody knows. Everybody knows what the deal is.
I figured it out 2 episodes in.
Yeah, everybody does.
Like, they don't hide it very well.
Yeah, kind of a Fight Club situation could be.
But that's kind of the point, because at the end, he just like. The character's looking at you, and he's like, you knew all along, didn't you?
Right.
And you're like,
Yeah, definitely did. Sorry, you got.
You got me.
Alright. You ready, guys?
Did you actually do a check? Oh, we were just all sort of yelling.
Yeah, we're good. We're good. I hope.
I feel like I'm far away from my mic.
You are. Well, how about you come up on it? Come up on it.
Come up on the mic.
How's this?
Don't breathe like
is
that.
This good?
Come on your beer.
Zach, come on the mic.
Someone's into that. I don't want to know who, but someone is.
There's a person for that.
Yeah. Stop it.
Stop.
Oh, yeah.
Stop.
Adam, you're fired.
You're fired.
Now I'm going to go stuff my face full of Pepperidge Farms.
What?
It's from Ted.
I'm out.
Count it.
We're referencing Ted. We're at an all-time low.
I love Ted. Fuck off.
Ugh. All right. 3, 2.
Good afternoon.
What?
Oh, the stars are out tonight on the red carpet. It's time for the 3rd annual with Taddies.
What the fuck was that voice?
Hollywood. Hollywood. Well, I'll tell you, let's kick it down to our red carpet correspondent, Nick Evangelista, with Scarlett Johansson.
I don't know what I'm doing here.
She's 12 years
back
old.
Back to you.
I was like, please, someone please
she's
say
12.
It.
Stop. So okay. I hear you celebrated your 12th birthday. How was that?
She's like, I'm like 30.
I have a friend.
You don't look a day over 12.
Who are you wearing?
I'd like to introduce
you to One Direction t-shirt. Oh
my. That's the worst question. Who are you wearing? Fuck you. Oh, my
God. The worst.
I think it's the most pretentious thing you could possibly ask.
You know what I hate? What I hate
it's not
general.
The most pretentious thing you can say, though.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the most pretentious thing you can say?
I watched Logan Noir.
Yes! What I hate in general amazing. Is, like, asking people, like, any questions about their personal life as if anyone gives a shit.
Good point.
Yes.
Fair point.
Like...
But there are people that do care about the fashion of Alicia Vikander.
But why? Like...
The only time I cared about the fashion on any red carpet was when Joan Rivers was ripping into everybody about it.
Great point.
That's it.
I think that... No, but I actually think you have cracked the code there. That's exactly what it is. When Joan Rivers did the red carpet fashion police, it instantly became must-watch.
It was hilarious.
TV. Yeah, that is true.
I never watched it.
Yeah, because now everybody takes
it
so
you need
seriously.
To look up clips of anything of it. It's
Joan
fucking
just
hilarious.
Kill people.
I miss Joan Rivers, though. She was great.
Yeah.
Her career doing that, though, they fired her from the red carpet show when she said about Heidi Klum's dress, a German has never looked that hot since they were throwing the Jews into the oven.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
What?
Well, that's a little.
No shit, she got fired.
Yeah, that's not cool.
And that was. But she's. Joan Rivers is Jewish.
Yeah.
And that's her thing. That's what Joan did.
Yeah. But it's a different world.
That is true.
It's a different world now.
Yeah, that would have flown back. Joan Rivers was just a legend, man.
That would have been fine in the 60s.
Sure.
Just a shy 20 years later.
Sure.
Jeez.
Yeah. So close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Guys, this is one of the best shows of the year. This is our year in review of sorts. We're giving out awards in, I think, like 13 categories or whatever.
Jesus fuck.
Wow. I can't even count to 13.
Try it.
Out loud.
Out loud,
Nick.
Please.
Out loud.
1, 2, 3, 4.
6 comes next. 6.
Oh, you were so close.
8.
We almost got there.
I don't even have that many fingers. I only have like.
You have toes.
Oh.
And 2 ears.
Yeah, 2 nostrils. Like, whoa.
You have like 36.
How many body parts are we just gonna count? This is kind of weird.
Yeah, this is kind of weird. It is weird though, like the arbitrary base 10 thing. Because base 10 is just because of the fingers, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Actually, base 10 is like a horrible system.
Is it really?
Like,
why?
Well, it's not like a bad system because we're so used to it, but like, it's actually like way more productive to use something like a base 12.
Because the base 12 is divisible.
Well, it easily divides better. And like, if we were just used to there being 12 numbers instead of 10, it wouldn't be weird to us. We'd be used to it. You know what I mean?
Right.
True.
Yeah. If they added 11, 12. 100%. Which is why, like, the whole... It's not the not metric system, but the system that we use with the
empirical system.
Yeah, it's not that bizarre. It's only bizarre because of the way that numbers have worked out.
Well, no, it's still bizarre.
You should hear the English complain about the way we do it.
Well, it's also just because like the way like a foot to a mile converts versus like a meter to a kilometer.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you actually like, it's all very what's the word I'm looking for here? Is it linear or is it exponential? I don't remember which.
Describe.
I think it's linear.
Okay.
If it's very, it's linear. Where ours is just like random.
Right.
Like if you go from
like a mile,
to,
like
foot to yard to mile,
280 feet. Like that's such a random number.
And it is random.
Sure.
It's like it's basically random. Yeah. I mean,
but aren't all numbers random? Though is the point. I mean, just we've decided because we have 10 appendages on our hands, we're gonna say that this is the base of all numbers.
Oh, yeah. That because that's logical.
I suppose.
Okay. What else are we gonna do?
You're like, how many are there? There's 20. Okay, perfect. Like, it makes sense.
Mm. Okay.
It's human nature. It's what we did.
You know what?
Get over it.
It's logical. Like, it's.
You don't need to overthink.
Turn the light on in here. It's getting dark. Yeah,
okay. I kind of like when
I don't.
A little scary. I don't like this red light on my face.
Yeah, so we're not in the basement today.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
We've moved up a couple levels for this one. So there we go.
With you again.
All right, you ready, guys?
Vision softly creeping.
Enough. You're wearing your sweater again. You're singing Simon and Garfunkel. It's making me very uncomfortable.
Maybe I am Simon and Garfunkel.
There's a condition for that. They have medication.
It's Simon and Garfunkel syndrome. Yeah.
Itis.
Yeah. Okay, so this, we have to set the rules straight because I think we do this every year. We're not exactly sure what the rules are. All these categories are, we're going to discuss. There's like 6 nominees basically for each. Some are more, some are less. And we're going to talk about it. And if we come to a consensus, that film wins the award. However, there are times where we're not going to come to a consensus, or one of us is going to be so furious at the consensus that they reach forward and hit the easy button.
That was easy.
Right in front of us there. And when they do that, that signifies that they have vetoed the selection that the group makes. We each get one veto, and they have full... unfiltered power on who wins that award, and I believe we're allowing write-in candidates. So if there's no nominee or if the nominee that you want to win the award is not on the list, you can jump in with that veto.
Mm-hmm.
Are we doing the veto of the vetoes?
No.
I want to.
No.
I can't remember what we did last year.
I don't remember either. I think we've gone back and forth on this.
Did we veto the vetoes last year, or was it whoever vetoed?
I don't think we vetoed the vetoes. Last year.
Yeah, I didn't think so either.
I actually don't think we did, and I'm not convinced we should.
I don't think we should.
I mean, I think that kind of takes away from the sacred power of the veto.
What's the point of the veto?
Well, yeah, because I think the first year we did it, and then we all used it on the same thing.
Yeah,
like I mean,
and it was just a matter of who used it last.
It does make for a more entertaining podcast.
Yeah. Well, for that one category,
sure.
Yeah. And then the rest are like, all right. Well.
So no vetoes of a veto.
No.
If you hit the button first, that's your veto.
Yes.
Okay? Yeah. All right, we'll stick with that then. And you cannot veto the final category, which is the best picture category, basically.
Yeah.
Okay? That one is out of bounds. If you save it for the rest...
So we got 12 vetoable categories.
Something like that. I'm not sure exactly what the number is. But yeah, it'll become clear as we go along. We've added new categories in the mix, and one very special category that I will announce later on in the program. Are you ready?
Sure.
I love this stupid game.
Oh,
it's so great.
So excited.
Here we go.
Mika was a kid, man. He just did games. Oh, did you know that? For like his whole family. He would just make games.
I did.
What a loser.
Because my dream was
what
to
a freaking loser.
The host of Family Feud. So I played Family Feud in my head.
Hold on. That was your dream.
Good point.
It is your
dream. And as we found today, dreams can't come true.
All right, here, now presenting the award for... go ahead, read it there.
All right.
You forgot what it was, didn't you? I did. You literally just handed it to him.
All right, I am presenting the Buscemi Award for Best Supporting Actor.
Ah, right.
The Buscemi Award.
The old
Buscemi Award. One of our favorites.
Yes. The Buscemi.
One of our favorites.
It's just like a normal Emmy.
Except but it was like dropped a few times. What just dropped a few times, so it's like missing an arm.
I was going to say, what?
It's all dented.
The Buscemis.
What does a Wattati look like?
Oh.
It looks like whoever the award is named after.
That's a lot of money to do.
Yes,
that.
It is.
We don't have that money.
Maybe we also don't have actual statues. So what are you trying to say? I'm confused.
So it's got to be something like really random. You know, it's got to be just like maybe it's like a lamp.
It's a York peppermint patty.
No, I think you take like a top.
Get down with the York. No, actually.
I love the delay reaction on that from you.
I think you take a toddler's drawing and make it into a statue.
Ooh!
You know they do that with stuffed animals?
Oh, that's horrifying.
No! So, yeah, like if a kid draws a really shitty horse, you can send it to this company and they will send you back a stuffed, really shitty horse.
That is the stuff of nightmares,
that's
yo.
Fucked up.
It's the funniest thing.
Oh, no! All right. Okay, here we go. Nominees, Best Supporting Actor, the Buscemi Award.
Okay. The first name is John Reynolds as Torgo Manos, the Hands of Fate.
Ah, yes. Torgo.
Which one is Torgo again? Was he the
he was the, fuck, he was the henchman, with the fucked right? up like, legs.
Yeah.
The one that was high, the whole time.
Right. Yeah. Very good. Torgo.
What the fuck is this?
Keep going.
Dennis Hopper at 1.5 speed as King Koopa in Super Mario Bros.
The 1.5 speed, a very important element.
Yes,
of
it is.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Liberace as Chandel. Is that
Chandel?
Chandel.
Chandel.
Chandel. In Batman.
The series.
The series. Mm. Yeah. Michael Caine as. Michael Caine as. Not even he knows his character's name. Jaws: The Revenge.
Michael Caine's got no idea what his character's name is.
You have a lot of fun with these.
Has not even seen the movie.
Yeah, no, he hasn't.
Admits to not even have seen Jaws 4, The Revenge.
Ken Mitzkowitz?
Yeah.
As Lord Dagda, Max Magician.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh. With the horns. He farts midway through the movie.
Yes, he does.
Best performance while farting.
It's up there.
That should have been.
That should have been a category.
The Love Guru would be in that one,
We've
too.
We've watched a lot of farts.
We have. Many farts.
What a shame.
Too many farts.
Go ahead.
I already have my answer.
And what's the last one?
By the way, we got two more.
Okay, go ahead.
How many do you put in a fucking
go
category?
Ahead. This is stacked category, dude.
Michael Kenneth Williams, a.k.a. Omar, from The Wire, as James, trapped in the closet.
From Trapped in the Closet. He plays the cop, trapped in the closet.
Oh, okay. And our last nominee, Nick Evangelista, for pretending that Death Note was going to be good.
What? Not that version.
No, you didn't say that version.
That's a great performance. That's a great performance you put up.
Not that version.
Convincing us to watch Death Note.
It didn't take, but he said, let's watch Death Note. We're
it
like,
was
okay.
My idea to watch Death
Note. Yeah. Oh, was it?
Just
Oh, that's some revisionist history. Oh, no. I apologize. Scratch that
take
from
me
the
off.
No,
Adam mentioned Death Note, and Nick was like, oh, the series is good.
And I was like, no, we're not right. watching the series.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Okay. I apologize. Apologize for
I
that
almost
too.
Watched Annie Hall the other day while I was sick.
No kidding.
But it wasn't on Netflix.
Oh, my God.
You have it.
Yeah, it was sick.
All right. What do you guys think?
I'm not going with Michael Caine. I'm not going with Michael Caine.
I think actually Dagda might have been the most fun performance of
Dagda. Yeah,
Dagda was fun.
I mean, thinking Dagda or Torgo.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. I love those names.
I mean, Liberace. I would love to give Liberace with Taddy. You know me. I'm a sucker for the name recognition and Liberace getting a statue. Would be
I guess
great.
The question.
Although
is,
Liberace played two characters.
That is true.
This is supporting actor. Okay, this is like who. Doesn't steal the show, but really adds an important element to the film.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And Torgo definitely steals the show on this one.
You think so?
Yes.
He gives a great performance. I guess I think I'm leaning towards Dagda in this one. I think I am. And what's the guy's name, by the way?
Michael Kenneth Williams?
Michael
Ken Mitzkowitz.
Ken Mitzkowitz,
yeah.
What do you guys think?
You know, I am in relative agreement.
Yeah.
My heart is with Torgo, though.
But no, see, that's the thing. Like, I want to pick Torgo, but I'm thinking by the logic of someone who doesn't steal the show but adds an element to that. That's the logic my brain is thinking here. And I'm thinking for that reason, we can't give it to Torgo. I feel like Torgo deserves more.
May I say this, too? I'm going to be a little bit of a communist here, but I think we might need to spread the love around because this is not going to be the first category that Manos gets a nomination in.
Yeah, I figured.
So I feel like if we want to...
Well, but I also think the supporting actor, if you get the guy who's the villain... To me, that doesn't say supporting actor.
Let me ask you. Can I ask you? Because
that's opposite the lead.
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm thinking Omar from The Wire.
Omar from The Wire. Because,
one thing about it.
That was my second choice.
No, King Koopa was the main lead. Chandel is two people. Michael Caine, maybe.
Omar.
But Omar from The Wire, Trapped in the Closet is a masterpiece.
No question.
And Omar from the fact that he came on and you're like, is that Omar? We're like, hey, that's fucking Omar from The Wire.
I was gonna say, if we're going off the villain thing, did Heath Ledger not win the Oscar for Best Supporting Actor?
He did indeed
as the Joker, he stole the entire show, did he not?
Certainly. True, yeah.
I think I'm talking myself into Torgo personally.
But I'm right there with you with Omar.
Yeah,
seriously,
oh, God,
that's the thing.
All right, where are we at? Let's take a vote.
Man, this is tough.
Let's take a vote. Go ahead, Adam. Really quick, we have like 13 of these. I think you have plans at 5.
I do. Okay. My heart is with Torgo. I gotta say Torgo.
Torgo. Nick.
I'll settle on Torgo. I can deal with that.
Torgo?
I'll take one.
I don't agree. I still say Omar, but I'm gonna get outvoted anyway, and I'm saving my veto.
John Reynolds is Torgo for Manos, The Hands of Fate, wins the Steve Buscemi Award for Best Supporting Actor.
Wow.
There we go.
It's like it doesn't quite feel right. I feel like we cut him off a little bit.
Okay, we sold him short.
Maybe.
Okay, he deserves a higher honor than that.
Almost, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
How much higher can you get than the Buscemi Award?
Good point.
as high as Torgo was.
Yeah. The Torgo Award.
Steve Buscemi would be very proud.
Chalk one up to Manos. Here we go. Zachary, you read this one.
Why are we not going in order?
Because I want you to read it. That's why. I read it.
Oh, I know which one. I know which one.
Oh.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead.
The Giamatti Award for Best Supporting Actress.
Here we go.
Jennifer Aniston, because she's beautiful. Leprechaun. Jessica Alba, because she's beautiful. The Love Guru.
Ew.
Hilary Duff, because she's beautiful. Food Fight.
No.
Sofia Vergara, because she's beautiful. The Emoji Movie. Scarlett Johansson, because she's an excellent young actress. Home Alone 3.
Yes! Oh my god. You are a disease.
You sick.
He's the worst, isn't he?
She's an excellent young actress. She really is excellent.
Well, if we're going to go by that logic, I mean, she must win, right? Because
she's just excellent.
Here's the thing, guys.
You're so proud of this.
I'm not even going to discuss this one.
Oh boy.
It is absolutely Scarlett Johansson.
You think she gave the best performance of those five?
She gave us the best performance.
Amen to that, Adam. No, to me, yeah.
Jennifer Aniston did a great job, though.
I also am leaning towards Jennifer Aniston from Leprechaun.
That was my second.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely.
I gotta be honest with you. Scarlett Johansson...
Who was Sofia Vergara in the Emoji Movie?
She was the flamenca dancer. Yeah. The... You know.
Well, that's not.
Oh,
right. That's not racist.
Yeah.
Well, no, come on, man. It's
just Sofia Vergara, and we're gonna fucking like make her the flamenco dancer.
Yes. Basically.
Come on.
Yes.
Ugh.
Okay. I think Hilary Duff was forgettable.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, I was just running down who the hottest women were here. Jessica Alba. I also don't remember that much about her performance, other than she's Jessica Alba and she's stunning in The Love Guru. So. My gut on this one is Jennifer Aniston and Leprechaun.
I'm actually solidified on Jennifer Aniston, personally.
That's respectable.
That's where I'm at.
All right. Well, you guys budge on this one.
What do you think? What do you got to do? What are you doing?
I'm going to have to budge and go Jennifer Aniston.
That's fine.
All right, there we go. Jennifer Aniston wins her first Wattati, everybody.
What an honor.
Congratulations. What an honor. She's looking stunning as always today.
Contact us for your trophy.
Yep. She is,
pen.
There we go.
Marking down who won what.
Okay, guys.
Oh, okay. Wow. Oh, I see. Just to keep track of the.
I'm keeping
yeah,
track of
how.
Yeah,
because we can't keep the paper that says it'll the be, name of the person and the movie.
It'll be no.
He's trying to keep track of how many each movie's won.
That's what
I'll do. Yeah. So we're even making this game more ridiculous, guys. New category alert.
Oh no.
This
is it going to Nick or are you
It's going to go to Nick. This is a new entry. This is hopefully going to be a staple of the Wittaddies from here on out.
I love staples.
New
love
it's
staples.
A great store.
So great shop.
They have many, many things.
There, hey.
Hey.
There's our plug.
Yep.
Buy all your things at Staples.
Go ahead, Nick.
Oh, the Chuck Barris Award for Excellence in Chuck Barris.
Who were the nominees?
Our nominees.
I'm gonna say there's probably gonna be like three people.
Chuck Barris as Chuck Barris in The Gong Show.
Mm.
Oh. Yeah, okay.
Chuck Barris as Chuck Barris in The Gong Show movie. Sam Rockwell as Chuck Barris in Confessions of a Dangerous Mind. Or Mike Myers as Tommy Maitland in The Gong Show.
Oh, wow.
Disgust.
Wow. Well, I have actually pretty confident in this one, personally.
Me too.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Because, let's be honest, nobody can do Chuck Barris better than Chuck Barris, except for Sam Rockwell.
Yes!
Yes! Yes!
100%!
Unanimous decision!
It is!
Unanimous decision!
No fucking way.
God.
Congratulations.
Oh, yes.
Wonderful.
Sam Rockwell does a better Chuck Barris than Chuck Barris. Oh, that is 100% right. With the Chuck Barris Award, thank Confessions you. Of a Dangerous Mind. A really fun movie, and I thought, in my opinion, the highlight of Chuck Barris Month. Confessions of
Absolutely.
A Dangerous Mind.
Absolutely. It was fantastic.
What a phenomenal film and a phenomenal performance. Sam Rockwell wins his first with Taddy, perhaps en route to an Oscar this year from Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Why is that not actually on him? You just have Gong Show movie.
I have the yeah. Okay, yeah. You yeah.
Gong Show should really be all.
Yeah,
of
that
it.
That covers all of it. There we go.
So Gong Show is part of that.
So we'll see who takes home that award next year.
Really?
I dropped things.
Are they out of order now?
Oh yeah, they're all out of order.
Oh good.
Does it matter?
Yeah. It does.
We only have one that needs to be the last one.
Okay, so
that's it.
There we go.
Wow!
Congratulations. Could be the first actor to take home an Oscar and Wittaddy in the same year. Might be an incredible
That's a line. Fantastic feat. Did you just turn on the printer?
No, I was trying to turn it off.
Okay.
Turn
By
off.
Turning it on.
You bitch.
Stop touching buttons.
What's this red one doing here?
Okay. It launches the nukes.
Guys.
Wow, that's so big.
Hey, at least it's bigger than North Korea's.
Hey, this one's bigger.
I have such a big easy button. Guys. New category alert! And guys, I just want to... I'm going to go off book here. I want to call an audible.
Hold on.
Okay.
Whew. Thank God, because these past 2.5 years have been so scripted.
It was starting to feel kind of fake.
I want to call an audible. I want to ask you two for permission on this one. Can we make Adam decide this category by himself?
Can
I want to
hear the name of the category first.
Yes. The name of the category is the Kids Are Stupid Award for Excellence in Emojis. Okay? That is the Excellence in Emojis. I want to propose that Adam make this decision. And there he goes. And he just hit Nick in the head.
Did he really just
and he has left the room. He has left the room. He is no longer there. So while he's having an episode,
I say yes.
I all in favor.
Aye.
I'm not against it.
Okay, good. Adam, you have
he
full
said
control.
I,
full control. This is the Kids Are Stupid Award for Excellence in Emojis. The nominees are T.J. Miller as Gene Meh, James Corden as High Five. Maya Rudolph as Smiler, Stephen Wright as Mel Meh, Jennifer Coolidge as Mary Meh, and Patrick Stewart as Poop. All from the hit 2017 film, The
Adam's
Emoji Movie.
Adam's favorite movie of all time.
The Emoji movie. There we go. There are your nominees. Who wins, Adam Hall? The Kids Are Stupid Award for Excellence.
Kids are stupid. I like emojis. That. I like that.
Could you repeat that? I wasn't listening.
Luckily, we wrote it all down for you.
You hate this movie. You hate it so much.
Although I think this category can be an every year category.
I agree with you.
Because no, there's always a garbage kids movie coming out.
Always. Yes. Always. Always.
Hold on, so is that the thing? We're going to watch one shitty kids movie?
We're going to go to the theater with a bunch of children surrounding us at 11 o'clock on a Sunday. And we're going to see a garbage kids
movie. And we're all going to get like Sour Patch Kids.
Yes.
I do have an answer for this. Because, I mean, I love Patrick Stewart to death, but there's only one nominee on here that actually made me laugh.
And that
that's,
was I'm
and
afraid.
That's Stephen Wright by as Melmeth.
Yeah, I
absolutely. Okay, yeah.
It's absolutely.
Yes, yep. He was the best part of that movie. A Horace Pete alum.
Stephen Wright.
Stephen Wright wins the award. There we go. Congratulations, yeah. Stephen Wright.
So
is that his second with Taddy? Did he win for Horace and Pete? Probably not, right?
No.
It was tough call.
Probably Alan Alda won that,
yeah.
Right?
Yep.
All right,
there we go. For sure.
Yeah.
We saw Alan Little's name were like him, yes.
Okay, guys.
Nope.
Adam Hall.
Oh, wait.
What?
No, didn't Buscemi win because we named the award the Buscemi's?
That's right. Yeah, Buscemi won that one.
Yeah.
Yes, the Buscemi award. He won his own award, that's right. What an asshole.
Yeah, what a dick.
There we go. Adam Hall presenting the next one. This is always a favorite of the Wattaddies. This one is a great one, always.
The Good Afternoon Award for most quotable quote.
Here we go.
Very good.
This is a good one.
I don't even... I'll read them off, but I don't even... Oh, you know what I'm going to pick. Anyway.
Go ahead.
So, the first one... Sure, just cut them up like regular chickens. From Eraserhead.
That's a good quote.
I have actually said this, by the way. I love that line. Okay. Anyway, what is this?
If only it was written down.
I want to sing this, but I can't sing this. I'm just going to say it. Not only is there a man in his cabinet, but the man is a midget trapped in the closet.
That's a lyric.
Was a midget. The best part of that line is not just the absurd offensiveness of it, but that he rhymed midget with Bridget. R. Kelly is sitting there with a notepad trying to come up with the lyrics of each edition of Trapped in the Closet and thinks, all right, punchline is midget. How do I get midget in there? I know, I'll call the girls the midget is fucking Bridget.
Yes.
So brilliant. Go ahead, Adam. Next one, please.
My friend Y just texted me and he says, Adam, what does it say?
This is a strange quote. What?
He says, Adam, what does it say that I love complex storyline and characters but thoroughly enjoy Dunkirk?
How dare you?
And my response was, it says you're stupid.
Put your phone down. Next one, please.
Anyway.
Give me bad Christopher Nolan takes. Get this guy Y out of here.
Accurate Christopher Nolan takes.
Anyway, go ahead.
Here we go. I've been hacking into the most secret government secret. I couldn't even finish it.
Love that movie!
Fateful Findings.
I've been hacking into the most secret government and corporate secrets.
The most.
Fateful Findings, of course.
Neil Breen.
The great Neil Breen.
Here we go. Trust the fungus! Super Mario Bros.
A good batch of nominees right there. A good batch.
Trust the fungus.
What do we think, guys?
Now, this, I feel like, is the perfect category to remind everyone that write-in candidates are available.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Oh, the veto button is just lingering.
So, I don't know if you guys just want to take a moment.
Oh, God. Yeah, I mean, think about... I will say, the one that stuck with me the most... I know Adam loves his chickens.
I love my chickens.
Loves his
dinner. I'm not done yet.
Oh, there's one more?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot. Okay, sorry.
Do you want me to give the spoiler?
This is a real... No, don't give the spoiler.
Oh my God, she's a... Spoiler alert. Sleepaway Camp.
I don't know exactly what that is.
We talked about it on the episode.
Yeah. I didn't see that one, though. I wasn't there.
Yeah.
So I don't know this.
Oh, you weren't there?
Nah.
Yeah. Oh my God, she's a spoiler alert.
Yep. That's the line in the movie. She's a spoiler alert.
Wow.
Really before its time. In the 80s, when really predicted Twitter movie culture in a way that never thought would be possible.
It was during the camp's movie night.
Mm, yeah. Wow. Neil Breen has stuck with me more than anything.
And the most secret government and corporate secrets is a good line.
It is a great line.
Fateful Findings was a movie that really mystified me this year. It really did. It's a movie. It's my... I think...
Ugh. Nick, you're cracking your knuckles. You're waiting to do something.
No, no, I do that.
Okay.
There might be my favorite one of the batch just because that movie... I can't believe that exists. I really can't believe it. And it felt such like a beautiful disaster. It really did.
Well... aside from the disaster part, I can say the same thing about Eraserhead, though.
Sure. Yeah, 100%.
That movie should not exist.
And that line is absurd. There's no question about it. Did it stick with me as much as the most secret government secrets?
I have looked at my mom and been like, sure, just cut them up like regular chickens. I have done that.
Oh, no.
And then they started oozing, like, oil and blood and shit like that, so yeah.
Yeah, and they started moving. Yeah, they started, yeah.
Delicious.
Yep. And then all of a sudden there was a weird abortion fantasy that happened at your house that was odd. Yeah,
it happens to every family.
Oddly timed. Oddly timed.
Although, there's nothing funnier than the midget line.
That's in the moment. That's the problem. That was the fun. It was like you've just been stuffed funny. Yeah. It was incredible.
I don't think Nick was there for that.
No, he wasn't.
But similar to you just got stuffed, we fell off the couch laughing.
And here's the thing.
What?
I think I'm going with the midget line.
I'm going to have to go with the midget line.
Yeah.
I wasn't here for some of these movies, so it's a little difficult.
No. What do you think? I mean, you're staring at that veto button. Do you have one in mind?
You know, my initial gut of these choices is Fateful Findings.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's the one you've seen.
Well, I've seen Trapped in the Closet once a long time ago.
And do you remember the midget?
No.
What?
Big Man.
I can actually genuinely tell you I don't remember the midget.
I can't believe his name was Big Man.
Wow. It was Big Man.
Big Man.
Big Man. I thought it was Bridget. I'm real confused.
No, the chick he was fucking was named Bridget, who was dating the cop who was fucking R. Kelly's wife.
Who's also Omar from The Wire.
Omar from The Wire. Who R. Kelly was also fucking his wife.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought it was about a love triangle, but it's like a lot more shapes.
It's like a love octagon.
Love comes in all shapes. No, an octagon.
Stop sign.
An octagon, any shape actually makes sense.
True.
So, I don't know. I don't think it's
a love
it's not a polygon. It's an incomplete.
It's a tesseract.
You fucking.
I said it.
I didn't hear it.
I said it, and then you went to go talk.
I was thinking I was thinking cosine curve, but that's neither here.
I'm going specifically the tesseract from Interstellar. There we go. That makes sense.
How dare you?
Interstellar
is great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all he says.
You know what? You're right. I had not laughed harder than during the midget
line.
My God, that killed us. It is offensive and probably doesn't hold up well by today's PC standards.
Oh no, 100%.
That's why I want it on. That's why I want it on this list, and that's why I want it to win.
All right, I'll go with you. I'll go with you.
Because the thing about Fateful Findings is that it is interesting and bizarre, but it's just a stupid line. And it's just
a shittily written line. Yeah.
Oh no! Here he comes in the 11th hour.
Piece of shit.
I'm using my veto.
The
here.
Veto.
I knew it was coming too.
There it is.
This All award right. is going to.
Oh no!
Kung Pao Enter the Fist for. Wee woo wee
woo. Wow!
That's what's happening.
Look at that late contender. Wee woo wee woo wee woo. Kung Pao. That's a movie that I think we forgot about for a little while.
No, I remember it.
Yeah. All right. We all love. There we go. Rip it up.
It's vetoed.
All right. There we go. That gets vetoed. Throw that away.
You can hold on to that.
Oh, thank you.
Wee woo wee woo wee woo. Kung Pao Enter the Fist. That was one of the most fun movies I think we
did. It was.
That was a super fun time.
I was so happy when you brought that up because I saw that movie.
Oh, it's a great film.
Years ago, and I was just like, "This is the dumbest but most brilliantly funny movie I've ever seen."
You know, oddly, I've never seen The Godfather, but I think I've seen Kung Pao Enter the Fist probably 10 times.
Me too. Absolutely.
Doesn't surprise me, Nick.
I mean, throughout my whole life.
You might be able to squeeze...
Yeah, no, not in, like, the last week.
Yeah, no, I'm not crazy.
You might be able to squeeze the quote in there. Oh, pretty baby.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye now.
I actually considered that one.
I wasn't looking at the button specifically. I was actually looking at the list and just trying to decide.
To see if you can remember.
Because I felt like this category was lacking in choices.
Okay. But the midget line!
The midget line. Well, he's not there.
He was not, yeah. It's something that we have to share.
I can't appreciate.
But no, see, the funny thing is I've seen Trapped in the Closet. I said this when we did it. I've seen Trapped in the Closet. I think when I watched it, was the third time I've seen it.
Jesus.
Yeah. And it still had me laughing hysterically.
All right. Nicholas.
Yes, sir.
Presenting the next award.
Who are we on?
I should mention, by the way, for reference, there is one veto out of the game now, three left, and of the categories that can still be vetoed, there's only four remaining.
Including this one, though.
Including the one you have. So five.
Five, yeah.
We don't have three vetoes to go around in five categories.
You don't have to use your veto.
No, you don't want to.
I've been satisfied so far.
Okay. So far, so good. And we are spreading the love around a little bit. No movie or TV show has two wins yet. That might change here, though. Go ahead.
The Very Naughty Award for Sexiest Scene.
One of my favorite categories. Could be my favorite category.
Oh, well, no doubt.
Yeah.
Right? Liberace, a.k.a. Shondo, serenades Aunt Harriet in Batman. I forgot about that.
Yeah!
Oh, man, that was creepy.
Aunt Harriet is horny for some Liberace.
Well, hey.
She loves her some Shondell.
So was everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It was Liberace.
Everybody's aunt.
Little did the aunts know that Liberace was not horny for them.
Oh, no. Have You Got a Nickel, a.k.a. the Popsicle Twins from The Gong Show.
Oh, no.
Okay.
For those of you who don't remember, that was the skit that probably got The Gong Show off the air.
Yes, definitely. As a matter of fact, definitely did.
I recommend YouTubing that one.
But only when you're alone and have some lotion nearby.
Incognito mode, please. Homoerotic flashback from Sleepaway Camp.
To explain that would be so difficult. I'm not even going to attempt. If you've seen Sleepaway Camp, you know what it is. I can't even explain it to Nick because he won't get it.
No.
But it involves two men doing things in a bed.
We don't even get it.
Yeah. I don't think the directors of the movie got it, to be honest with you.
Forgot about that scene, though. I'll tell you that much.
It's good stuff.
Our next nominee.
Hold on. Was it good stuff, Adam? That's a bad choice of words.
It was some delicious, tasty stuff.
Perfect. Okay.
Elephants on Ice, The Love Guru.
Oh my god! Yes!
One of the heartiest laughs I've had in this podcast all year.
I like that hearty laugh.
Laughed very hard.
A nice, healthy helping of laughter.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
A big dollop.
dollop of laughter.
That's an oxymoron.
Wait a minute.
Oh, a big dollop, yes.
Dollop is small.
Yeah,
it's like right.
Pretty much all of Trapped in the Closet. That is really just like a never-ending sex scene.
It is.
A lot of sex going on in that. Those are some horny people.
Here's the thing. There's only a lot of sex in the first, like, three parts. After that, it's them all finding out they have AIDS.
That is right! They do have AIDS! Or the clap.
No, it's AIDS.
The package, right?
The package. It's
the
AIDS.
Package is AIDS. That's right. Yes. It's just a story about horny people. Yeah. You know? In the way that, you know, Jaws is a movie about a man in a boat. You know? It's just a story about some horny people.
And our last nominee is James Franco in a cock sock, The Disaster Artist.
The first nomination for The Disaster Artist.
Wow.
Oscar contender this year, Disaster Artist. Will
I love
take
when
the gold?
Movies win both Oscars and Tatties.
It is.
I mean, that's awesome.
It's an amazing thing. It is an amazing thing.
Cocksock.
Not the most consensual of love scenes.
No.
That one. But, you know, kind of sexy. Go ahead. What do you think, guys?
I was turned on.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, James Franco's a good-looking man.
He is a good-looking man.
Especially with that hair.
All of it.
Especially with the Wiseau hair.
I love the just imagining the Sharpie marker.
Oh my god,
it's
funny.
I am just about fully decided on James Franco in a cock sock with a close second place for Have You Got a Nickel. Now, if you guys decide to go homoerotic flashback route, I'll have to trust you.
Yeah, don't trust us if we go with that, though.
Yeah, it's not the right choice.
Yeah, slap us in the face.
Oh, see, here's the, was that the sexy scene even in the Gong Show?
What did you think was the sex? Gene Gene and the Dancing Machine?
No, how well, there the was. Fact I that mean, the chick took her top off
during Gene Gene and the Dancing Machine. That is true.
Oh, excellent point.
What was it? J.P. Morgan.
J.P. Morgan.
Oh. Not the bank or whatever.
Well, if we need that one in, that's going to have to be vetoed. Wow. I'll got to be honest with you, the scene that I laughed at the most and I just sort of enjoyed on an absurd why is this a thing level was The Elephants on Ice. Yeah, I really do believe great. That.
That is pretty. That was pretty good.
The Love Guru was not a good movie. Not a movie that I enjoyed by any means. But I thought that scene was a rare high point. In
yes,
that movie.
I agree.
A very rare high point. So that would be my vote, and the rest is up to you all.
I don't like giving The Love Guru any.
I use Elephants on Ice.
Elephants on Ice gets another vote.
Oh,
Adam Hall, what do you think?
I think he's looking at that button.
Oh no!
Adam, wait. Oh, there are other choices.
There are a couple.
Oh, wait a minute.
I need to like seal this wound for good though. Yeah, I think it's my duty to end this once and for all.
What? Oh no!
That was easy.
Vito.
Nothing less like
dramatic.
Yeah, that was easy.
That bass drop right there.
I think I might know where he's going. I have a thought.
For Nico's sake,
uh-oh.
Because I'm speaking for Nico here, more than a couple scenes in Home Alone 3 for reasons I'm not going to specify.
Wow, what a See, dick.
Thank you for saying that. Because I was thinking it and I didn't want to be the asshole.
I thought you were going to go Eraserhead.
I could have gone
just the movie.
No, I'm just going all through
of that whole psychedelic scene at the beginning.
No, I'm going with a few scenes in Home Alone 3 for reasons I will not specify.
That's unfortunate, but congratulations yes. to Home Alone 3. You yes. won it with Daddy, and let's never speak of this again.
That's it. We're done. All right,
and we're done. And we're done. Okay. Wow. We're getting down to the nitty gritty here. Let's go.
So that's yours, Adam.
Thank you. Hey. Yes.
All right, this one's a.
I think I vetoed sexiest scene last year too.
I think you did.
Yeah,
well, that's Adam's category. Adam wants to be the leading person on what is and is not sexy.
Just look at me, guys.
And if that happens,
although the last world year, is in disarray. Last year you did like a joke one too.
No, mine was like a genuine. It should have been the number one. You guys totally for it. It was the hot dog mustard masturbation scene with FDR.
And oh, and FDR. Yeah,
what?
The fact that you guys
another film I have not seen.
Yes.
What?
That was like genuinely me being like, guys, what the fuck?
Good point. Yes, that was an oversight by the Academy there.
Yes, it was.
This is a good one here, actually.
The Academy, Zach, a.k.a. Nico.
Here you go, Zach. There you go, right there. This is a fairly stacked category for this year. You know, one that is not normally this stacked.
Oh, no, it is.
Here we go.
The Snyder Award for Best Director.
Here we go.
I love that.
James...
Nguyen.
Nguyen for Birdemic.
Fantastic.
Birdemic gets a spot. That's the one movie I have not participated in this year.
Yeah.
That was...
It's a shame.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Wow, fantastic. I can't believe he has not seen that.
Yeah, I know. It's really...
Neil Breen for Faithful Findings.
That's tough. These guys are...
Kevin Summerfield for Max Magician, Director's Commentary.
Now...
Oh, man.
The reason that this one made the list, not necessarily because his direction was all that remarkable for Max Magician, but his commentary breaking down his own film in the most... self-serious, indulgent way for a movie that is ridiculously low-budget and stupid was an incredible thing. His commentary made the whole movie for me, so that's why he gets a nomination.
Who was that again?
That's Max Magician.
Oh, that's... Oh, okay.
Yeah. Steve Odekirk for Kung Pao Into the Fist.
Mm-hmm.
Harold P. Warren.
Starring.
Yeah, directed, starring, writing, yeah, all that.
Producer. He was everything on that.
Editor, everything.
Yeah. Warren P. Warren. Yeah. Harold P. Warren, father of Joe Neil Warren. Manos, the Hands of Fate.
The father of a man that tweeted us and thanked us for
recapping his father's movie. Did we ever figure out if he was being like sarcastic or if he actually meant it?
Nah. No, I think he actually wanted to. No, actually, I reached out to him again and I think he wanted to come on the podcast or he was willing to. And the only issue is I don't use Twitter very frequently. So I like missed the message for months.
You blew it.
And I'm very sorry.
You're the worst talent agent I've ever met in my life. Not that I've met any talent.
I should have moved it over.
If I did, how many do you know?
You'd be bad at it.
I should have moved it over to email.
You should have. And James Franco for The Disaster Artist.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
I'm not giving it to James Franco.
See, Neil Breen. This is where he deserves it. This is where he does.
I don't know, man. Nagoyan.
I don't know. Nagoyan was.
They're like two birds of a feather, pun intended.
I can't give it to Nagoyan. He owes too much to Alfred Hitchcock.
Literally, a win for Nagoyan would be a win for Hitchcock.
Exactly.
That's true.
Exactly.
That's actually a compelling case, though, for why you would give him this
why
one.
Why do you guys not like Hitchcock?
I like Hitchcock a lot.
I'm not a huge Hitchcock.
He's not a huge Hitchcock.
I like Hitchcock.
I love Hitchcock.
Yeah. No, I do like Hitchcock.
In the tradition, this award has gotten a lot of noted recipients over the years. I believe Tommy Wiseau was the first recipient of it.
Yes.
And I believe Louis won last year, mm-hmm. if I'm remembering correctly. Yeah. This is a category with a storied history. And I think in that
history.
Yes. One that's getting weirder by the year. In that lineage, Neil Breen, for just a very strange vision, and a movie that it makes you look at it and think to yourself, why is this a thing? I think he deserves the win here. I really do. As a director, this movie should not exist. It should not be made this way. And he does it, and I feel the passion that he has for it.
All right, I'm also going to put out... I mean, because Nico's not speaking on behalf and you guys didn't see it, but Kevin Summerfield should be a strong contender, really. I mean, we should give a little bit more credence there. So I'm not confident that Kevin Summerfield's going to win this one, but just a nice shout-out here.
Okay, there you go. Shout out to Kevin Summerfield.
But see, here's the thing, right? You have it for the director's commentary. Half of us have seen it, and half of us haven't.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it's not a strong contender.
This is the problem we fall into, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yep.
The webs we weave, Zachary.
I
want to say Nagoyan.
I know. If I had my veto now, I would use it just to fuck with Nico again.
How dare you?
But
I'll tell you what.
But Bodemic, the direction of that was so much worse.
Adam, what's your vote?
Because fuck Nagoyan. Like, that movie was incredible, but fuck Nagoyan.
What's your vote?
It's Neil Breen.
Neil Breen? Nick?
Yeah, we can do Breen. Breen, he's up there. He's not a bad choice. He's not a bad choice.
Okay.
I'm so happy. Neil Breen.
Our boy.
The Snyder Award.
Email him.
Yes.
And let him know that he won a Wattati Award.
He would have no idea what a Wattati is, by the way. He would not know that that movie is not, or that award is not a real award. He would just assume it's in the normal.
But maybe he'll put it on his website.
That's the thing. Maybe he will. Let's do it. You can email. I think we talked about this. I tried getting him on the show, and he emailed me back. So there is a way. There is a direct hotline, essentially, to Neil Breen through his email. He will email you back.
I think we actually go out and we buy a small trophy.
Yep.
Just a simple trophy.
The volleyballer.
The first ever. We have to figure out what it's going to look like, though. That's going to be a serious challenge. But the first ever real physical award, and I think we mail it to Neil Breen if he wants it.
I think so. I agree with you. Neil Breen, best director.
Let's do it.
Congratulations. Okay. Guys. Three left. Where are we going with this?
Oh, my God.
I'm going to do this. Okay. Here we go. This is always an interesting one here. This is the Great Afternoon Award for Podcast of the Year.
Ooh.
Where we get to award ourselves in the most...
I could have used a veto for this one, too.
Yes.
Damn it.
The most self-righteous award of the bunch. Here we go. The nominees are the Obscure Netflix Category Game.
Mm.
The Gong Show and Oral History, where we went back.
Is that the first one?
Yeah, the first one we did. We reminisced on the history. We did some research. It felt like we had actually
worked.
Put some work into it.
Tried.
Food Fight. I remember being one of the most fun shows we'd had ever done.
Oh, yeah.
Real fun one to riff on. Food Fight is there. Why Is This a Fantasy Draft? Our 2.5 hour long extravaganza in an auction style fantasy draft, selecting fake directors, or actually real directors.
Still think I won that.
Real actors to star in our fake production.
No, you won that. and I was upset that you won that.
You did win that one. Yeah, but he should have won that one. He had the Travolta, Kevin Spacey.
Gay Scorpions.
Gay Scorpions.
I still remember. Will Wheaton's The Sun. Yeah. I got it. It's you in even my head
said,
still.
You even they said. Would've, they would have gotten rid of Spacey and put Plummer in instead, so. Probably better off, right?
Yeah, good point. Yeah. Max Magician, the director's commentary, gets a spot on there.
Adam, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Now that you're a part of the podcast, do you listen to the ones you're not in?
No.
Okay.
No! Yes. Sometimes. I listen to parts of the, like, I remember listening to one where I didn't show up because of snow, and the podcast literally starts off with you guys calling me a pussy.
Yeah, we did do that.
I think we did that.
We call you a pussy anyway.
We would call you a pussy. It's really out of love. I mean, I love pussies. You know?
The ones he's only seen online.
I hate you.
It's the first of the year. I gotta get it out there.
Eraserhead made the list as well. In the Dark, in weird David Lynch style writing.
That was incredible.
Yes.
Here's the thing.
Oh my God.
I don't even think there's a competition with this. Even though Zach was not.
Well, the added benefit of Zach not being there, too, is also great.
And, I wish he was there.
And one of our marathons, the only marathon we did this year, Alien versus Predator versus Freddy versus Jason.
That was a great one. That was a good one. The experience of the Eraserhead podcast was unforgettable. And I don't just mean like it was a great podcast. Like that was one of the
It was a good podcast, but it was a visceral experience.
No, that was one of the better memories I have of 2017. I loved that experience. Yes.
I agree. 100%. Yes, that was one of the fun days that we had. Again, because Zach wasn't there.
Oh. Don't hit my stomach. That's not cool. Yeah.
I wish you had joined us for this day, because it was one of like just those fun friend memory days where it's like, oh, this is so cool that we get to do this podcast together.
But I also really enjoyed The Wise as a Fantasy Draft, though.
Me too.
That was very fun. Mm-hmm. It was creative.
Yeah.
It allowed us to kind of just, you know, have fun.
It was very competitive.
Yeah.
It was emotionally charged at times.
Oh, yeah.
But I got to tell you, going to see Eraserhead at the Alamo Drafthouse, talking about Eraserhead for like 2 hours afterwards, I'd never seen the movie before, and man, that day was... We went to the 9/11 museum that day.
Yeah, it was a very emotional day.
We saw Big Bird in the park.
Raping people.
Well, it was pretty creepy.
Yeah, I just think, from my point of view, maybe the listeners don't feel the same way, but Eraserhead was the finest work of podcasting that we had done this year. Yeah. And if you want to go back and really see what we're about, I think that's the one to do it with. So my vote is Eraserhead.
Yeah, my number two is the Aliens versus Predator versus Freddy versus Jason. But for one, I got to go Eraserhead.
And Zach was not there, so he's probably not going to vote for that.
I'm Eraserhead. My second is Fantasy Draft.
Okay.
Aww. Oh, no! I wasn't at the Eraserhead one!
You piece of shit! I knew he was going to do it.
Fuck it, I wasn't there!
In fairness, what choice did he have?
Exactly!
What choice did he
have? After that intimate little thing we just had going there...
You fucking asshole!
Oh, no!
That upsets me. You just shit on all of our hopes and dreams.
You can pick anything from this list, Zachary.
No, it's the Fantasy Draft one.
Fantasy Draft?
All right, there we go. Why is this a Fantasy Draft wins? There we go.
That doesn't go to any movies.
It doesn't on...
No.
That just goes to us.
This is just movies, okay.
That's just for us.
So guess what, fuckers? You just left Nico with the final veto.
Oh, yeah. No. Bad choice.
I have a feeling you might regret that one.
Fuck you, Zach.
Couple left.
Hey, look, I'm sorry. You, Zach. I hate all of you for going to... First of all, I'm the one who brought up the Alamo Draft House to everyone.
It was an amazing experience.
I know, but I'm the one who mentioned it first.
We're going to head to the Alamo Draft House one of these days.
Oh, absolutely.
And we're going to catch another film at a great screening.
Hate all of you.
You're going to love all of the booze you can get.
I want you to go.
No, I know.
We need to go.
I know.
I had a great citrusy IPA.
Citrusy?
I had the same one that you did.
Shut up.
I'm still pissed.
Shut up.
We were like, cheers.
Shut up. I will take your glasses.
There's like a little bar in front of you that you can put your
I will stab you in the nose.
I have the pen, motherfucker.
I have. I have Six Sticks by Molly Cox.
I'm sorry.
What did you just say?
Six Sticks?
Cokes?
Six Sticks.
Six Sticks by Molly Cox.
We're in a room with a lot of children's books, guys.
That is a children's book.
Just letting you know.
Six Sticks? Right. Nice long...
This is not our usual studio.
No, clearly.
All right, here we go.
Why are you on IMDb?
Because I didn't write down the name of this character. All right, I'm going to make a point out of this one that I hope that we take kindly to. because this has not been the best year for women, and I don't think we have been helping the problem at all, as evident by the Tim Curry Award for Best Actress. Now, these are lead actress performances.
Hold on, wasn't... Wait.
Just follow me.
Well, no, where's the lead actor?
We'll get there. Just follow me on this for a second. We have not made the best selections in terms of movies starring women.
No.
I am going to read to you all of the eligible women. All right, this is... I went through every movie. These are the only women that starred in a leading role in any movie or TV show we watched this year. The nominees for the Tim Curry Award for Best Actress.
I think it's two.
Mila Kunis as Rachel in American Psycho 2, All-American Girl, and Felissa Rose as Angela in Sleepaway Camp. That's it. There are no other leading female roles.
Wow.
This is a New Year's resolution last year. I know we made a vow that we were going to make more female-centric movies or going to talk about them. This is the thinnest... such category we've had since the beginning of this.
Hey, we're four guys here.
I know.
Sitting in a basement. I mean, what are we gonna?
So does that balance?
And think about the movies we watch.
Are we gonna watch some rom-coms? I mean,
we could.
I think we should. I think what I'm saying.
Well,
is
what about
we should.
What's her name? Manos.
That's not a leading performance.
Is there like a National Women's Month?
I know International Women's Day is in March. Yes.
In March?
There probably is a month.
I mean, if we can find a month for it or something, if we can dedicate some time and
there definitely is.
Let's do that. Let's dedicate a month or so.
Let's honor the lady, shall
let's
we?
Let's do it.
Yes, yeah. let's do
we'll
it.
Watch Showgirls. We'll watch Showgirls.
Ooh, Showgirls!
Yes! Absolutely.
All right, my vote is Felissa Rose's Angela Sleepaway Camp.
Mine too.
Mine too.
Okay, well, there you go.
All in favor? Aye. All right, there we go. Congratulations. We'll do better, women. We'll try our best. I should change it, by the way, to the hashtag MeTooAwards.
This was good.
Oh boy, you guys.
Uh-oh.
Stacked one here. Who wants it?
I'll take it.
This is the Affleck Award for Best Actor.
I want
it. Oh, no, Nick got it. Oh boy.
Can we split it? No. yeah, I'll read like half of them and I'll give you the rest.
Holy shit.
There's a lot. Now, this
shows the issue from the other side.
Exactly.
Okay. The Affleck Award for Best.
This was hard to limit it to like four people.
This was hard to narrow this one down. I really had trouble with this one.
So we got Robert Englund as Freddy Krueger, Freddy vs. Jason.
He's an amazing.
It's
Freddy
his best
Krueger.
Freddy performance, mm-hmm. in my opinion. So.
Ken Kurtzinger as Jason Voorhees in Freddy vs. Jason. Timothy Stoltz as Maxwell Magic in Max Magician. Is that Majak?
I don't know.
Magic?
No, it is pronounced Magic.
That's a horrible last name.
Is it M-A-J-E-K?
M-A-J-E-C-K.
Yeah.
With a name like that, you're just destined to be a wizard.
That sucks.
Yeah.
We have Tom Naiman as the Master in Manos, Hands of Fate. Very good choice. Adam, you want to pick up?
Yes. From the Master. Mike Myers as Guru Pika?
Pika.
Young Pika? Teenage Pika?
Oh my god.
Oh yeah, they just superimposed his head, didn't they?
They did.
Oh, that's the worst.
Mike Myers? The Love Guru.
Yeah, he also starred as Mike Myers in that movie.
He did?
Yes.
Oh, he did!
Yeah, he did. Yeah, go ahead.
What an asshole.
Yeah. I know, what a dick.
This is great. R. Kelly as narrator, Sylvester Pimp Lucius, Reverend Mosley James Evans, and Randolph. Trapped in the closet.
Randolph?
Yes.
Like Gandalf.
Nope. Randolph.
I mean, we don't know.
You ever seen R. Kelly and Ian McKellen in the same room? I have.
I was going to say something really bad.
Okay. Now, Charlie Sheen as Des Dogtective, Food Fight.
Oh, God.
And, of course, our man Neil Breen as Dylan in Fateful Findings.
Did you guys realize his name was Dylan?
No.
No.
I totally forgot.
It's not...
Dylan.
Honestly, I can't remember another character in that besides him.
Oh, no. Boy.
I love Robert
and
Englund.
And the seventh of the exact same books that he bought. So we could throw them.
Here's the deal, guys. All right. It doesn't matter.
No. No, it really doesn't. This is the last one before the
Nico's gonna
talk to me about pick. It. Talk to me.
The problem is, we all know that Nico's.
We'll see. Go ahead.
I prefer Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen with his first Wattati, you think?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No, I would go R. Kelly.
I love Robert Englund too much to give him a Wattati. So I can't do that. Fair. I can't give it to him. But
don't those guys live for like bad movie awards? Those guys who do those crappy Razzies? Horror films.
Yes, you're probably right. You're probably right.
Robert Englund's been in a few.
He's probably won a few Razzies probably. In his day.
Yeah. I love that guy. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I have my vote.
Okay. What do you think?
It's up to we don't get a vote.
We'll see. We don't have to. I don't have to veto.
That's true.
Okay, I'm definitely gonna veto. But I was gonna say no. I have to. 100% veto. In theory, I don't have to.
Go. You fuck.
Go ahead. What do you think?
R. Kelly.
You think R. Kelly? You think R. Kelly?
I think R. Kelly.
And what do you think?
Fuck R. Kelly.
Ugh.
You think Charlie Sheen?
Let's give it to him.
You really think Charlie Sheen?
Well, let's hit that right there. The winner of what do we call this one?
Affleck Award.
Oh, the Affleck Award. For Best Actor goes to R. Kelly as narrator Sylvester. Yeah. Pimp Lucius, Reverend Mosley, James Evans, Randolph, trapped in the closet. That was one of the most fun. That was a two-parter we did this year. One of the most fun. And I just will
I really say, wish I was here for that.
Yeah.
Were you not here for the second part either?
No.
No, that was one I
because we did it in one day.
That was one I recommended. It,
right? Yes.
Yeah. That show.
That was, I think, I recommended it for like, years. Mm-hmm. And then...
Well, no, it's I think I recommended it, and you were like, yeah, like, we should do all there, of them. Yeah,
we've both seen
yeah,
it,
yeah, like, it was...
Yeah.
Not, yeah, there's not one with multiple wins. Yeah.
Wow, fantastic. Yeah, we got one more category.
That whole episode fucked with my head so bad.
Some of these are kind of, I'm just going to put this out here real quick. I'm looking at this list. Disaster Artist, no awards. Eraserhead, no awards.
Mm-hmm. Max Comrade Magician, Detective, no awards.
Max Magician, no awards.
It's upsetting. It really is.
Birdemic, no awards.
It's a competitive year. It's a tough field this year. Really
Food
is.
Fight, no awards, man. I mean, this is like...
It's a tough year. It's a tough year. It's
those were all very fun.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We had a fun time with a lot of these.
Yeah.
Okay.
I totally forgot we did this, by the way.
Power Rangers?
The Power Rangers.
Oh,
totally forgot we did that.
I've got a surprise for you. Another award that we have not done before. It's time for the Wattati's first ever Life Achievement Award. Lifetime Achievement Award. And there's only one man in 2017. There's no nominees.
So just, this is not a category. This is just...
Oh, this is like this the... Is,
you know, they okay. do this... They, yeah, the honorary... Yeah. Like, the Sidney Poitier won something a couple years ago at the Golden Globes, the thing. The Lifetime Achievement Award can only go to one man. And by the way, from here on
we
out...
We all should have been able to vote on this.
No, absolutely not. Like, the committee decided this.
Because why did
the Academy talked about it. The Academy talked about it already. From now on, the award will be named after him for all future recipients.
Him? Not a woman? Mr. We Need More Women?
You heard me.
You fuck.
There's only one man, and it has to be one Mr. Tommy Wiseau. He wins the Lifetime Achievement Award at this year's Wattati's. A banner year. May I just say a few words about Tommy Wiseau?
You really had to write that up.
I did write it right there. So I wouldn't forget.
It'd be a lot funnier if there was just nothing on there at all.
Yeah.
It's on piece of paper. It's been 14 years since The Room came out, and the world was amazed at how horrible that movie could have been. It became a cult phenomenon, billboards all over the place. It has been laughed at, mocked, ridiculed. Years later, Tommy Wiseau gets a movie that's probably going to get a lot of Oscar nominations made about him. Think about that. An Academy Award nominated performance, probably, for a character portraying you. That doesn't happen to a lot of people, and it happens to this random eccentric millionaire that made this horrible movie 14 years ago. And finally, years and years later, as podcasts have honored him, as midnight screenings have been done for the movie, it gets a wide release. He tweeted this week, or a couple weeks ago, when they announced that The Room was going to be shown in like 1,500 theaters nationwide.
Jesus Christ.
14 years later... It's finally getting a wide release. Never give up on your dreams. And I do think that that is kind of the charm of this podcast, that we can honor these movies.
So you're saying we have to wait 14 years?
Yes, until we finally get mainstream acclaim. That's right.
Shit.
Yeah, it's going to be a while. It's just the American dream right there. That's what it's all about, even though Tommy Wiseau is probably not an American. But we don't know that for
probably fact. No, he definitely is not American.
He might have a green card or something.
Yeah, he might.
I mean,
yeah, who knows?
In Tommy's mind... He is American. He's an American hero.
Yeah. Just die. There we go. The Tommy Wiseau Lifetime Achievement Award presented to one Mr. Tommy
Wiseau. Wonderful.
Tear in my eye.
Congratulations.
Oh, no. Are you gay?
All right, here it is, everybody.
Can't control my feelings, Zach.
The granddaddy of them all. This is the Seriously, Why Is This a Thing Award for Thing of the Year. Zachary, go ahead.
All right, we have Leprechaun, Kung Pao, Food Fight, Fateful Findings, Bodemic, Shock and Terror, The Gong Show, Menos, Trapped in the Closet, Max Magician, The Emoji Movie, Sleepaway Camp, and The Disaster Artist.
Wow. Stacked.
Stacked list. I think the toughest field we've ever had.
See, I was reading through it and I got to one and I'm like, 100%.
Wow. Okay.
I do not know why The Emoji Movie ever got cleared.
We're not giving it this award.
No, and I know, which is why I'm like, why did I say that? Because obviously that's the most ridiculous thing on this list.
Yes.
Everything else has a story behind it. That was rich white men needed money.
Here's the thing. We have to admit that we are better than The Emoji Movie, and we cannot give it this award.
Yes.
We are above The Emoji Movie.
Yes.
Good point.
The only reason we gave it any award is because we forced it.
Yes. We forced an award.
We are not giving The Emoji Movie 2 awards tonight.
We fit that square peg in that round hole, I will tell you.
Yes.
You know, Max Magician, serious contender.
Mm.
Gave us 2 great podcasts. A real weird gem that I don't think we would have ever found otherwise.
Yeah, would this be easier to just knock them off rather than do that.
Yeah.
Okay, because, like, let's start with Leprechaun, okay? We know why that's a thing.
I'm not doing Leprechaun.
Yeah.
That's the criteria we're going with there?
It's a few different things, right? I mean, it has to be our Why Is This a Thing movie of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I mean, we know why Leprechaun exists. It's not really a anomaly, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not doing The Disaster Artist.
I'm not doing The Disaster Artist either.
I'm not doing it either.
I'm not.
No.
Okay, alright, okay. It is kind of weird that movie exists, though. It is kind of weird.
But I know why it exists.
But no, that's the thing.
It's weirder why The Room
because
exists.
It's about the greatest cult movie ever made.
And it's not the first time that this has happened before, because movies like Ed Wood exist. You know?
Good point.
Yeah. Okay. Very similar reasons.
Alright, cross it out.
Okay, that's gone.
Emoji movie, cross it off.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Can we keep Kung Pao Enter the Fist on there?
Keep that on there for now.
Yeah, keep it on there for now.
Okay.
Don't cross it out yet.
That's a good one.
Yes.
That is a good one.
Now, okay, so here, I'm going to hot take here real quick. Okay.
Yes.
Gong Show. I love The Gong Show. I want it to be a contender, but we spent an entire month finding out exactly why it exists. We know in too much detail.
Also, it's not a month of good podcasts.
And it's not one of those things where it's like, oh, why does this? It was a game show.
Here's what we need to figure out, though.
Course, is this the height of game
shows? Is this The Gong Show, the game show? Is this The Gong Show, the movie? Or is this just The Gong Show, everything?
The Gong Show, the TV show, is what is nominated here.
Okay. We have represented The Gong Show with
it's not
good pal Sam Rockwell. So.
We
haven't completely cut out The Gong Show.
I say cross off Gong Show because we know why. It was a game show.
It's a stupid thing, and people like stupid things.
Yeah, especially at the height of
how dare
let's
you.
Watch stupid things.
It's okay to call it a stupid thing.
It was art. Excuse me.
Somewhere. Art can be stupid.
Often
art can also be a game show with tits. It also can be. Yeah.
Here's the thing. I want to get rid of Food Fight.
Okay.
Don't sleep on Food Fight, yo.
No. I do not want to get rid of Food Fight.
I don't want to get rid of it either.
And at least not just yet.
Food Fight exists because of corporate cancer.
Yes.
But
my name's corporate cancer.
I'm Pisces.
You're fired.
I'm a Libra.
Everything that could have gone wrong with that movie happened. And they were still like, no, we need to do this.
That movie, was that a 15-year project?
Yes.
Yeah, it was sitting in the can. These performances were just sitting there on an audio track
because all of the animations got stolen.
That story is
And then they ran out of money. He was like, fuck it, I'm going to do it.
Okay.
And that truly was it encapsulated the question, why is this a thing? That was one of the most fascinating explorations of that question.
And probably one of the only, like, extreme cartoon animated while motion captured films ever in existence.
Yeah. So stupid.
Like, we're gonna do motion capture with Bugs Bunny.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Sure.
What an idea.
Yeah. Hmm. Keep that on for now.
Yeah, keep that on.
Keep going.
What else we got?
Trapped in the Closet is on here. I Trapped in the Closet is a serious contender for me.
This is tough, dude.
Can we can maybe knock off Sleepaway Camp.
I think we can knock off Sleepaway Camp. Yeah.
I'm not saying it's not a wise as a thing.
I think we can cross off that and Faithful Findings.
Oh, no. Careful there!
No, I do.
You watch your step. You watch it.
Now that I disagree with. I think, relatively speaking, Sleepaway Camp does not compare to the other.
You know, we knock off Kung Pao before we knock off Faithful Findings, is all I'm saying.
Then we knock off Kung Pao right now. Then we knock it off.
We're getting to that wire.
We're
getting down to the
wire. Only one. There's only room for one, yo.
All right, Kung Pao's gone.
Wow, that feels significant.
Jesus. It is. I mean, these are only going to get worse, guys. If I had to pick one,
Max
out of
Magician
this,
has to go.
What
next
are left?
Yeah,
Max Magician's next.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Tasha's just not gonna be happy about that.
I was gonna say Birdemic.
Birdemic's got to go too.
No.
Wow.
No. Uh-uh.
Oh. Uh-oh.
I'm getting rid of Max Magician.
Oh no.
No. Get rid of Birdemic.
Get rid of it. You're all voted 3-1. Get rid of Birdemic.
No. Get rid of Birdemic.
All right. Hold on a second. There are 5 left.
Yeah. Okay.
There are 5 left.
Get rid of Birdemic.
There are 4 of us. We can each eliminate one.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, no.
No, this is an awful idea. This is awful.
I love this game. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. All right, here's the deal.
How are we going to decide? Do we have a die or something? Like,
here,
how are we...
Here.
Oh, man.
Oh, we're picking straws? Here. Basically?
Oh, you fuck.
No, this numbers? Is... Yeah,
we're picking numbers. We're picking numbers.
All right, Nico writes the numbers.
Yeah.
But he doesn't get to pick
I
a number.
Get to pick the... Right. Okay.
Because I know what I want to get rid of next.
But. Yep. And right. So one eliminates first, four eliminates last.
Correct.
So, in a way, four is the deciding vote, but one has a lot of power. I mean, this is like a pretty balanced system here.
All right. Right? Here we go.
So hold on. But if you eliminate four, there's just going to be one left.
And that's the winner.
And that'll be the winner. Okay. That's what they're saying.
That's why I stopped you right now.
Which is why I don't like that.
Why don't we just do 3 of them?
Go with it. Go with the game.
I think we should just do 3.
No!
No, if we do 3 of them, it'll be far more nerve-wracking.
We can't do that.
Sure we can.
There's 4 of us.
There's 4 of us.
Yeah, but it's
we need equal power. We wouldn't have equal power otherwise.
It's called checks and balances.
I was just going to say that. All
right.
I could abolish my power here for now, just for the sake of the experience.
All right, don't open yet. Put it, squeeze in your hand.
Really?
Squeeze in your hand.
Because we don't want people to know what they could get.
Yeah, right. Squeezing your hand.
Well, no, I wasn't gonna announce it. I was gonna peek. It's like White Elephant. You pick the card. And you're like, oh,
okay. Adam, go. All right, open up. Everybody, open up. Number 2.
3.
Number 1.
Number 4.
Number 4.
Adam gets to choose. Oh no.
I think that's what Adam wanted, though. Right. All right. Give me this.
I guess so.
All right. Nick, go first. He crosses off a name.
I am. Going to upset you, I'm crossing off Trapped in the Closet.
Oh, no!
You piece of shit.
I'm okay with that.
Oh, no. That was a great one.
All right. Oh, God damn it. All right, we have left Food Fight, Fateful Findings, Birdemic, and Manos, the Hands of Fate.
Oh, here's the issue. Nico wasn't here for one of these.
Yeah, he was. Oh, no, he wasn't.
To me, that would be the clear choice.
The Birdemic one?
Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't there for
Birdemic. Him, at least.
Oh, wow.
Birdemic is...
But Birdemic is fantastic, I mean.
No, it is.
For what it is.
I'm going to do a little game theory here.
Game theory? Shit. Oh, you're going to predict what they're
going to do? Manos, the Hands of Fate.
Ooh.
I'm crossing that one off.
Okay.
Manos, the Hands of Fate.
Okay. Wow. Strong contender.
Wow.
Game theory. Because now, if Birdemic gets his way to Adam, he's going to take it.
I don't think that deserves
it. I cannot believe you just did that.
I don't think,
Wow. This backfired. He just crossed out Faithful Findings.
I told you my answer.
You just gave him a layup to get Birdemic.
That's no fun. You kept Food Fight?
Yes. Oh, no, you've left him no option.
What the fuck is wrong with you idiots?
No.
Of course, fuck Food Fight.
Oh, no, we screwed it up. We screwed up the game. We should have thought about this more.
Okay.
I crossed out Birdemic while I had
the chair. Told you guys I wanted Fightful Findings gone.
We all
That's
wait.
On
no,
you
we
for
all,
coming up with it.
We all here's what happened, right? We all waited for the other one to cross out Birdemic because we didn't want it to get to Adam yet none
no,
of us
I
did.
Didn't mind.
Oh, no, really? I'm okay with Birdemic winning.
All right, there you go. I wasn't even there for that.
I wanted Food Fight, but I'm okay with Birdemic winning.
I was okay
winning.
With Birdemic, but I wanted Faithful Findings.
I also wanted Faithful
Findings. I might have gone Faithful Findings.
But
all right, Birdemic. Okay. All right, congratulations to Birdemic.
You want me to list off the winners?
James Nagoyan.
Yes. Yeah. Gets his first Wittaddy. Congratulations.
There was not one on here that won multiple awards. Look at that.
Wow. But Neil Breen, did he get the best director?
He did.
So, I mean, hey.
Yeah, it balances out. Go ahead. Read them off.
The winners were the Steve Buscemi Award for Best Supporting Actor went to John Reynolds as Torgo in Manos, The Hands of Fate. That's out of order. Doesn't matter. The Snyder Award for Best Director went to Neil Breen for Fateful Findings. The Giamatti Award for Best Supporting Actress went to Jennifer Aniston because she's beautiful. Leprechaun.
Yep.
I love last year's supporting actress when
who was it?
Dom DeLuise.
Oh, that's right. That was great.
The great Dom DeLuise.
The Chuck Barris Award for Excellence in Chuck Barris. Sam Rockwell's Chuck Barris.
Beating out all the other real Chuck
Beating
Barrises.
Out Chuck Barris.
In Confessions of a Dangerous Mind. The Kids Are Stupid Award for Excellence in Emojis went to our man Stephen Wright as Melme. That sounds weird. Melme.
Melme.
It sounded like you were saying Melma.
Melna?
Melna.
Melna.
It's like Mulva.
Mulva.
Mulva!
Dolores!
Dolores!
The Tim Curry Award for Best Actress went to Felicia Rose as Angela in Sleepaway Camp. Mm.
Angela.
The Affleck Award for Best Actor went to R. Kelly as narrator Sylvester Pimp Lucius, Reverend Mosley James Evans, Randolph, and Trapped in the Closet.
Fantastic.
Well deserved.
And what were your vetoes? Mine was I vetoed sexiest scene for multiple scenes in Home Alone, which will go unnamed.
Mm-hmm. I vetoed the Good Afternoon Award for most quotable quote in favor of Kung Pao for wee woo wee woo wee woo wee woo.
Beautiful.
I vetoed the Great Afternoon Award for Podcast of the Year for Why Is This a Fantasy Draft?
And I gave the first ever Lifetime Achievement Award to Tommy Wiseau, wins the Wittaddy. And of course, the Best Picture winner,
Birdemic.
Shock and Terror.
Wow.
Call it a Wittaddies, everybody. All right. Always a fun time.
Here's
Always
to a great 2018.
Yeah, we did. I think I wrote it down on that piece of paper over there. We did how many podcasts this year?
42.
We did 42 podcasts, 30 movies and TV shows.
Wow.
We covered over the last year. It has been our most bountiful year yet. We have done more podcasts. We have given you more content. We have expanded in awesome ways. The podcast has grown. I want to make that very clear, everybody. The fact that you've stuck with us since the beginning, some of you, the fact that you listen every week and you engage with us on social media and you let us know in real life how much you're enjoying the show, it really means the absolute world to us that there's somebody in their car somewhere listening to our podcast to get through their commute. It's the reason why we do this, and I love looking back, as we do every year, at the podcasts that have gone by. Man, we're off to a great start already. Last week we did the True Stories movie,
which was interesting,
with David Byrne from the Talking Heads. Real interesting one, and we're only gonna get weirder as we go along. If you have suggestions, tweet us. I'm at Funny Nico Tweets. Adam is at Some Adam Hall. Mm-hmm. And the other two don't really tweet all that much. But if you want to check that out, please do. We also did a year in review episode of Movie Hopping, and I did the same thing on the Nico Show too. Lots of retrospectives going on. A lot of looking at the past and
let the past die.
Let the past die, god damn it. We're going, you know, as they say, don't live through the rearview mirror, live through the windshield. Right? They don't
just go straight through the windshield at 80 miles per hour. That's the way to live your life.
Don't wear the seatbelt of life.
Yeah.
Oh.
Don't let seatbelts hold you back from your dreams.
Just look how Paul Walker turned out.
Whoa! Dark.
Whoa.
Quarter mile at a time, motherfucker.
Uncalled for.
Quarter mile at a time. Alright, guys. Happy New Year, I think. Right?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy 2019.
And we promise to give you more podcast goodness in 2018. Until next time.
You've all been naughty.
Naughty.
Don't ever do that again.